Melanie Hall, welcome.
Thank you very much, Julia. It's good to be here.
Oh, Blessings in a Backpack is a wonderful action-based organization. Would you tell us about its mission?
Its mission is pretty simple. It's to stop childhood hunger.
Big one.
Yep, it's a big one.
And how do you go about that?
We go about it by feeding children every week, giving them enough food for the weekend. They take home a bag on Fridays. They do get fed when they're at school, but when they're not at school, we're not really sure sometimes. So,
exactly what blessings are in those backpacks that they take home for the weekend?
Well, it does vary, but generally speaking, there will be two cans of soup, usually chicken noodle and tomato soup, some cheese and crackers, the kind that are packaged, peanut butter and crackers. There can be applesauce, oatmeal for breakfast, and then because we know they really want it, usually a cookie or a brownie.
Well, I would hope so. And yeah, that is grand. Yeah. Certainly nutritious and filling and all the things that it should be, and great insurance in that backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a trail has our local Blessings in a Backpack chapter blazed here in Fort Wayne?
Well, we are the first one here in Fort Wayne. We started in 2007 with just one elementary school, Adams Elementary. Okay. And then over the next couple of years, we added three more, South Wayne Elementary, Fairfield, and Abbott. And so it is now offered in four schools. It's currently serving about 1,600 students every week.
Oh my goodness. I hate to hear there are that many would-be hungry students out there, but a fantastic stride you're making in feeding them. In the nitty-gritty, what does it take to get the job done each week?
Well, we have it down to a pretty well-oiled machine. It didn't start out that way. It started out with some of us even driving the truck ourselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But we have a wonderful partnership with Sodexo. It's our custodial services provider, and Parkview. And Parkview actually orders the food for us because they can get a good price. And then they house it in their warehouse, and they divide it up by school, and then Sodexo delivers the food to each school every week.
Already packed, or is it assembled there at the school?
No, at the schools, the first job you have to do is open all the boxes up and get the food prepped, and we call it getting it staged for packing.
It sounds like you really have your act down pat, and good for
you.
Yes,
we do now. We have wonderful volunteers. One school is adopted by Canterbury School. The students there come every week. One school has a church partner, comes every week. And then the other two schools have different partners every week. Fairfield Elementary, also the chapel, they have volunteers that go there. Some students from our middle and high schools go and help. I mean, we have athletes from Indiana Tech. We have a lot of help with volunteers, and we really appreciate it.
What are the links between nutrition and education, and so how does this impact the school system as well as the individuals?
Well, studies have shown that poverty is the most influential factor impeding student achievement. And this is for a variety of reasons. And lack of nutrition is certainly one of the major ones. I mean, we offer it to all the students at the four schools. And I think it allows those children not just having the food, which is a wonderful thing, but they know that somebody who they've never even met cares enough about them to donate money for Blessings, come and volunteer. That's something that has to make them feel pretty good.
A change in attitude then, and which affects the whole community in that school. You've made great inroads here in Fort Wayne. You're feeding over 1,600 kids, ensuring that they have enough to eat. How many more students and schools are in need of your help?
Well, about 68% of our district as a whole qualifies for free or reduced priced lunch, which is the indicator that we use. And so that is 21,000 students. Total.
Okay. You have made a wonderful dent in a beginning, but it sounds like there's a lot more to
go. There's a lot more. Yes, absolutely. And we would love to expand the program because we have at least 10 schools, elementary schools, where more than 80% of the students qualify for free or reduced price lunch. And we would really love to serve more children.
Of course. And I wish you well on that. How does our own Fort Wayne Community School System compare regionally and nationally to other schools and other places, you know, the need factor?
We are definitely have the highest concentration of students in need in this area. Nationally, there are a lot of other urban areas that do have high needs.
Okay, you call on national culinary personalities to share their craft and their cooking and their passion for fine food to raise funds for your cause. How are these galas an effective means to your end?
Well, I mean, it's a nice tie-in because, you know, we're having a wonderful, wonderful dinner, although it does make you feel a little guilty when you're eating it when you know that.
Is that a planned part of the-
Yes, I think it might be. But we're able to raise awareness every year at the event. We're able to tell stories about how much the program is helping children and raise awareness about the issue of childhood hunger, which a lot of times, you know, people just aren't aware of it if they haven't experienced it or don't know someone who is. Once people know about it and realize how really serious it is, and these are real kids, they're very anxious to help. And the participants in the fundraiser, many of them have been with us every year since the fundraiser started in 2008. So
great.
That's They've a great testament of, to it. Mm-hmm. Yes, we definitely have a loyal group of supporters who've stayed with us.
Including those loyal supporters, it does bring us back around to the celebrity chefs that take part in this. Mm-hmm. This year's guest chef of honor is Graham Elliott, and he's certainly a larger-than-life character. So what besides an amazing menu are you counting on him and his whole aura to bring to the table?
Well, we love it when the chefs come out of the kitchen and talk to the guests. That's always a highlight of the evening, and we're hoping that he will do that. We also have some volunteer chefs from the area that usually help staff the kitchen.
Oh.
And it's wonderful when they all come out with the celebrity chef and talk about the experience. So I'm really looking forward to meeting him. And I've been to his restaurant. It was wonderful in Chicago.
So you can vouch for the food and the personality. And it sounds like it is going to be another wonderful evening. As a matter of fact, celebrity chefs seem to rush to help your cause. Bravos to them. It's a worthy cause. It's to their advantage to do so, too, I know. But what do you see to be their biggest motivation for joining such a cause, for putting their real big word out on let's get rid of child hunger?
Well, a lot of them, you know, didn't start out being celebrities. A lot of them started out in a different situation. But I think by the nature of their work, they come into contact with people in need, and they seem to be very aware of the issue of childhood hunger, and they very much want to help. And we've been really fortunate. We've had wonderful celebrity chefs. It's really been a treat.
I'm not going to ask you to name your favorite food or the chef that prepared it, but do you have a favorite recollection from your past galas?
Well, the first year we had Charlie Trotter, who was absolutely wonderful, and he was more quiet and subdued.
I never heard of a quiet celebrity chef.
He was.
Okay.
Then we had Kat Cora and Rick Bayless, and they were both charming. Then the next year when we had Michael Simon, now he was larger than life.
He broke them all.
He really did. And he was out talking with people. And that was really the first time that one of the chefs really came out and engaged the group. So that was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. And I hope that you have that and more this year. And I do think that Graham Elliott, with his high profile and his television craziness and all of his connections and amazing cooking, that it's going to work well for you. So before I let you go, from your positions in the organization and the school system, as well as speaking straight from your heart now, why should folks want to learn about and join your cause?
It's pretty hard to think about, but there's a lot of children that are sitting out there and they're hungry. And, you know, as educators, we know it's very difficult for children to learn and excel if they're hungry. We care about our children very much. We care about the whole child. And this program, it's a wonderful safety net for them over the weekend when they may not have food to eat.
And for everybody out there that wonders what one person can do, what difference can that person make?
It's $88 per year for one child. So certainly donating money is the biggest way you can help. Blessings. And then volunteering. We do have volunteers, but we always love to engage more people. And we're certainly hoping to add more schools, and we would need more volunteers for them.
Melanie Hall is Director of Public Affairs for Fort Wayne Community Schools and Blessings in a Backpack board member. Melanie, thank you so much for sharing your pre-celebration time with us. Bon appetit.
Yes.
And blessings to you and your cause.
Thank you very much, Julia. It was an honor.